There you go. There's the first of five different versions of The Little Drummer Boy. Yeah.
I think that song shows up more than
more
any
than
other
any
song.
Other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
It is.
Yeah. Little Drummer Boy. That one's Audio Adrenaline, song number 87. Before that, My Friend Denver and the Mile High Orchestra Sleigh Ride at song number 88. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the top 100 Christmas songs of all time as voted by our WJTL listeners. It's 7:21.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise, mostly sunny this morning. Becoming cloudy later on. Chance of afternoon and evening showers. Our high today, 69. Quite unseasonably warm. Tonight, clouds, showers, low 34. And then tomorrow, much more November-like, sunny, windy, colder, high 44. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, high 48. Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, 53 and cloudy. Currently 36 in Harrisburg, 41 here in Mannheim.
We're so excited to have very special guests this morning as part of our top 100 songs from Brittany's Hope and Christmas at the Star Barn. Mylin Sodd and Dana Myers are here. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Mylin, it's so great. 21 years that you guys have been doing this. And I'm old enough to remember when you started, which is pretty exciting. But just tell us about the impact that Brittany's Hope has had on adopted children and children, in fact, all over the world.
Yeah, truly, it's incredible in 21 years that we've been in operation. And in talking about this, I can't help but to reflect on the incredible supporters, like people like yourself and the WJTL family here. And so thank you so much to all our supporters that have allowed us to carry on our mission, especially the past 2 years, where things has been very difficult for not only Brittany's Hope, but all nonprofits, that we are blessed to have the ability to continue our important work. And let me tell you what, during this time of a crisis and need, our mission and our work is so important. And so thanks to all of Brittany's Hope supporters, you allowed us to keep our door open and allowed us to continue to help families to bring the kids home instead of sitting in orphanages. And beyond that, we are making tremendous impact, sending humanitarian relief to Ethiopia. They're in a political conflict where food insecurity, we just deployed $50,000 over there to Christian families. And then also relief to Vietnam and Kenya. There's COVID and other things like that. So thank you so much for allowing us to have the privilege to serve God's most precious children.
One way that folks can support what Brittany's Hope is doing is through Christmas at the Starborn. Dana Myers is with us. She's the new director of development at Brittany's Hope. Dana, good morning again.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we're so super excited about Christmas at the Star Barn. It's coming up on December 4th. As we had talked about before, the VIP tickets are selling out super fast. General admission, though, is open, and you can buy tickets ahead of time, or you can just walk in and get them at the door, and that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And there's all kinds of activities going on. Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, so super fun. There's tons of games, pony rides, a petting zoo, face painting, and tons of games. And the Star Barn is going to be fully decorated. So, like, if you're not in the Christmas spirit by the time you walk into that Star Barn, you will be sure to be in the Christmas spirit by the time you walk out.
And it's such a unique piece of history for those of us from this area. And seeing it lit up for Christmas, I'm sure, is a very special treat.
Yeah, we just can't wait to invite everyone in. So that'll be super fun. And then we're adding the Chris Kendall Market this year, which is a great addition. So and then again, having the volunteer photographers, volunteer professional photographers around to take pictures of you and your family is super fun.
Very cool. Christmas at the Star Barn Village, happening December 4th. You can get all the information and make reservations online, brittanyshope.org. Another way you could support Brittany's Hope is tomorrow, Mylin, during the Extraordinary Gift.
Yes, thank you very much for giving that play. And also, I want to mention something that I'm so proud of regarding Brittany's Hope is 100% of the donors' money go directly to the children and the families that we support. So that means that you come out to our event, every single penny goes to the kiddos that we serve. So
love that.
Yeah.
Yep. So tomorrow, Extraordinary Give, one of our favorite days of the year, because we love how generous our WJTL family, the local family in this area is. And so we invite you to also support Brittany's Hope tomorrow.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we loved you braving the fog to come out and be a part of our top 100. So have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Awesome. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Check all the info out online, brittanyshope.org. We're back to our countdown. The first of five songs from Michael W. Smith. This is song number 86. This is The Promise on WJTL.